Well, right now, a little sunshine this morning, and brightening our day in the studio is Susan Spivey, branch manager for the Lorain Public Library's main branch, and also Rick Jarina, the facilities manager. So, Rick, you handle the building. Susan, you handle everything that goes on inside of it, kind of.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, let's talk about this new renovation, sort of the, I guess, newness added to the main branch. Maybe we can start with Rick a little bit about what was the process for getting this done or the reason behind something like this.
Well, you know, back in November 2017 when I first entered the library, actually for my job interview, going in there, the facility looked more or less when I graduated from high school. I graduated in 82, and so it was dated. So over the months, we started talking about the renovation and what we wanted to do to the facility and that. So it was planning, and it was many people involved in the planning stages of it, and, you know, picking colors out, picking different interiors out for the facility and that. And it took us probably about 3 to 4 months to finally nail it down, and we brought a company in to help us with that process with the designer and that. So we started approximately in April, starting to remove books and do the painting, removing carpeting and sections and that. And I also have to say is we were open during that time, mm-hmm. which made it even difficult to start. You know, we would start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and work till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning at times, sometimes till 8 o'clock the next morning, trying to get things moved around, but ready for the next day to be open also in that. So it was a process of moving books, and Susan's staff did great in moving all these books around for us because we had to move shelving. In that process of shelving, we saved quite a bit of money for the taxpayers, actually, because we took the old shelves that were dated, I would think, from the 60s and 70s, and we cut them down in our shop, and we re-welded them, painted them, and we lowered all the stacks much lower, about 6 foot high now, so you can, when you walk into the library, you can look over everything and get a good view of what's going on.
We got to make room for Clifford the Big Red Dog to sit somewhere. I saw these pictures
exactly.
out there as well. So you try to make it, you update things. The library, we know, has books, but it's ever-changing. It's kind of a vibrant place people come to see. Mm-hmm. In the county, in the library system yourself, there's all these sometimes new libraries where they get to kind of put their own footprint down. You're dealing with a structure. You kind of have combined space. What was your goal or hope for how this would come out as far as providing something vibrant and new for the main branch?
Well, actually, I have to say I just started at the library in October of last year. I was part of the system. So the vision was something that I kind of came on with, but I agreed with completely. The city of Lorain deserves a beautiful, vibrant place to come. We have great areas now for teens with video gaming. We've got a great children's area. It's just a destination point, a safe place for everybody to come.
And there's a lot of sort of open space. Sometimes a library
yes.
seems like tall, as you mentioned, sort of tall books and rows of books. And, you know, you kind of hear people's, but on the other side of a bookshelf, now everything's kind of open. There's a lot of sort of art and sort of other inspirations, I guess, in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the colors were actually chosen. We have a mosaic displayed now in the back of the library that the community created several years ago, a tile mosaic. And all of the colors were chosen from that. So there's a theme and a tie to the community as well. It used to be hidden in one of our meeting rooms, and now it's full on display, and it served as the inspiration for a lot of what you see today.
Rick, did you come on board for this particular project, or what brought you to the library system?
Actually, what brought me to the library system is the gentleman that I replaced was retiring after, I believe, 22 years of service. Did a great job for the system and that, and I came on board. It was a process. I'm happy to be on board. It's exciting every day. We're constantly doing new things. It's not, you know, when I came on board, I didn't understand what libraries actually did. You go get a book in that, but we do so much more in that, and there's so many programs, so many things we do for the community out there. And I recall, Susan, you did the coat.
Oh yes, Operation Warm. We provided 440 coats to the community.
Yeah, those are nice things we do for the community. You know, it's just not about books. It's about the community.
And Susan, talk a little more about that, because over time libraries have become really a central hub of any given community for so many different purposes?
Well, the coats were actually provided by the Stocker Foundation. They provided the funding. Operation Warm actually manufactured the coats, and we had the programs to hand them out and identified an audience. We're also doing some other things, too. We have a food and fun program that we have every Saturday to teach kids in the community about healthy ways to think about food. And over the summer, we're going to be offering free food service for lunch for students every day of the week. Well, Monday through Friday.
Talking today with Susan Spivey, the branch manager for the main branch of the Lorain Public Library System, also facilities manager Rick Jarina. I'm going through pictures of your open house that you have, and I need you to explain to me why I'm looking at a picture of a typewriter, and it says typewriter guidelines. Now, Greg, I thought we were the only place in Lorain County that still had a working typewriter somewhere in its facility.
I guess not.
Is that sort of just, is this part of a historical display, or what's the purpose?
People still need it on occasion. Just when you think you can get rid of it, someone comes in and asks for it. So
you're kind of one of, like, see, Craig, that's why we kind of had a turntable and some other odd recording kind of devices. You realize that there are some people who maybe prefer the typewriter, or if anybody ever tried to type a label for an envelope and use a computer, sometimes they realize it's easier just using the typewriter.
Well, we should be the place where if you need something and you don't know how to find it, you come to us, and we either have it or we'll help you find it.
There is one thing about that, really, for libraries, the resources. Just sort of that, you know, now online you can sort of look up anything you want, and but there's still something about trying to get answers from people, helping with either putting resumes together or doing some other workshops like that. So those are the things you kind of plan for the community. Before we went on the air, I was talking with both of them, and I posed them the question about the card catalog, by the way. And so, Craig, not to take your question, but Rick gave me an answer for that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, card catalog has been saved. It's a beautiful cabinet work. It is down in our maintenance shop, and we keep quarter 20s in there, nuts and bolts, washers, tapcons. So it's a little of everything in all those drawers. You know, it's very nice, actually, for the handyman.
Absolutely. See that? There's some beautiful cabinetry and able to use drawers labeled properly.
You see that kind of thing on Flea Market Flip. They take those old catalog things and turn them into tables or whatever.
Yep. So that's part of it, too. What are some of the things that are happening at the library now? I looked on there, obviously, St. Patrick's Day, so you have an entire stack of green books, but there's other things, too. What things do you have planned for the next month or
so? Well, tomorrow we have our Books and Brews book discussion group. We partnered with Speak of the Devil downtown. That's a group that meets every month at Speak of the Devil and discusses books. We have National Library Week coming up in April, and one of the special programs we're planning for that is a murder mystery dinner on a Friday night after hours. So that could be pretty interesting, too.
I'm also looking, these pictures are amazing out here. I'm going to show you a picture of these. So what exactly is going on here? There's like this giant bunch of blocks that people have. And some of the system is there. Is that your library, or is that?
Yes, that's actually part of our Discovery on the Go. That's one of our outreach vehicles. We have staff that go out to various facilities in the community and present STEAM programs, working with science, math, and that's one of the tools that they use.
I always thought it was just like bookmobiles or the things that the way you take to
well,
get out.
That's exactly it. The big RV is no longer. It's a smaller van with a lift on it, and that's our Discovery on the Go.
Mm-hmm. So it allows you to bring items of different things, not only just books, but other kind of program things, kind of experiments or just things for
mostly
places.
Like that one works with building, the idea of building things, and they have other little games that they play. It's a lot of fun, actually. You're learning.
I'm trying to assemble something here with different types of shapes of blocks and different pillars and how things fit together. Just another way of creating, because there's different ways that people learn, whether it's through the books or whatever. But I like the one thing that says you can return the book, but keep the ideas, I think, is one of the things that's said on there. So there's a lot of inspiration as well if people come to the main branch. If you want to find out more about some things that are going on in the library, where's a good place to get some details?
Well, you can check out our website or our Facebook page, LorainPublicLibrary.org, or since everything looks so new and beautiful, I would really invite people to come and stop by. If you ask for me, I'll give you a special tour.
Wow.
It's something you really have to see in person, I think, if you haven't stopped by lately.
What color are the walls? You talked about different.
Well, the walls were off the mosaic. We did some blues, different shades of blue. As you know now, Sherwin-Williams colors, you got 100 grays and 100 blues and 100 greens in that. And we what we did is we took some of the greens out of the mosaic, the blues, and some of the reds out of there, and we put them, if you come to our facility, you'll see that we have planking now, plank tiles, carpet tiles now. Instead of the square tiles, they're planks. So we intermix those out, and the nice thing about those is we can move them around and put them in different places, the planking, and reuse them for different areas. And that's how we broke up the library in that.
Just a way of getting a new view of something.
Correct.
It's like an old book. If you move it to the front, some people rediscover it. So now hopefully they'll come and rediscover the main branch of the Lane Public Library system. Our guest this morning, their branch manager, Susan Spivey, also the facilities manager, Rick Jarina. Rick and Susan, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It is 825 at WEOL.